and get employee pricing for everyone at Moore Motors, M81 in Carroll.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Picture this. You're in your kitchen as you sit and admire your new cherry cabinets and quartz countertop. You're thinking, D&M Cabinet really came through this Christmas. Not only did you get what you really wanted for Christmas, but it also is the gift that will last. D&M Cabinet can help you make something special this Christmas season.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in at the shop at 5230 Pretty Road.
I would like to thank all the customers for their continued support, and from all of us at D&M Cabinet Shop, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Beale City wins 21-20 over the Ugly Bearcats. The Bearcats now finish the season at 10-3. Beale City now at 12-1. Goes on to play Reading in the state final in Ford Field on Friday at 10 a.m. as Reading blasts out Fowler 62-18. That ball game was 34-12, 1 point, and 42-18 at the half. And Reading just turns the afterburners on and beats Fowler 62-18. So it's Reading at 12-1 against Beale City at 12-1 in the Division 8 final. And we've talked about the scoring plays. We've talked about every drive here. Now let's take a look through the individual and team stats. Ubley ends up with 265 yards of total offense on 43 plays. Beale City with 51 plays for 290 yards. 45 rushes for 258 yards. 6 passing attempts. 2 completions for 32 yards for Beale City and Jack Schaefer. The Ugly Bearcats, 31 rushes, 172 yards, 12 pass attempts, 6 completions for 93 yards in 1 interception. Leading the way for the rushing attack for the Ugly Bearcats, that would be number 2, Casey Sweeney, 12 carries, 75 yards, and 1 touchdown on a 36-yard run. Colin Obersky, 6 carries, 57 yards, and 1 score. Carson Holeski, 9 carries, 30 yards. Shane Ozentoski, 4 carries, 10 yards. through the air. Casey Sweeney, 6 for 12 and one interception and one touchdown with 93 yards. Colin Obrowski brought in the reception for 15 yards. Carson Hileski, two receptions for 27 yards. Kyle Sweeney, one reception for 15. And Isaac Warzynski, a reception for 13 yards. And that's the entire offense for the LB Bearcats.
Very unique to see them throw for almost 100 yards in a game. You don't see that in a season typically. But they certainly can do it when they needed to. He was 50%. Casey Sweeney was 6 of 12. But it was in situations where you knew he was going to pass. Normally he's an efficient passer because they mix in play action throughout the game. But at the end of the game, they absolutely needed to throw the football. And he made some good throws and some tight windows, and his receivers helped him out on every one but the very last one of the game. But that was simply a tip of the cap. That defensive back was in perfect position and is their number one receiver, Bill Cities. He just made a better play, and that's going to be how that season would end for the Bearcats.
Beale City's rushing attack with 258 total yards was led by Wade Wilson, who went out with an injury about halfway through the fourth quarter. Third quarter. Wade Wilson, eight carries for 127 yards, 60 of those on his touchdown run. After that,
I don't even know if Wade Wilson made halftime, did he?
It was after halftime.
Because he missed. I've thought about half the game. He missed a big portion of the second half.
I'd say it's a few minutes into the fourth quarter, I do believe.
Okay.
After that, we have T.J. Maxson, 9 carries, 51 yards and a score. Trey Small, 12 carries, 27 yards and a touchdown. Ryan Ames, 6 carries, 25 yards. Ben Matthews, 8 carries, 18 yards. Jack Schaefer, the quarterback, 2 carries for 10 yards. Through the air, Jack Schaefer, 2 for 6 for 32 yards, with 1 being 28 yards. Into the hands of Ben Matthews, Logan Chilman with a 4-yard reception and 290 total yards for Beale City, and they got the job done. They did exactly what they needed to do. They had 2 turnovers compared to Ubley's 1. Aside from the turnover on downs in this ball game, it came down to an extra point. PAT was the difference maker today. Of course, they missed. They had a botched snap on a field goal attempt on top of that, which could have made this a different ball game a little bit. But regardless, though, Ubley holding their own and fighting back with every single chance that they had in this ballgame just came up short just by that much.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago when they beat Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach, and we wondered, was that their Super Bowl? Was that all they had? Did they spill everything they had to win that district championship? The answer was no.
No,
they continued to play phenomenal football, especially on the offensive side against Saginaw Nivelle, in a defense that was a bend-not-break attitude. And today, they come in and played a very good game, won the turnover battle. Really, the penalties were a non-issue. And, you know, you can make an argument for the intentional grounding call, but the game was lost on the two-point conversion when they didn't get it. So that's neither here nor there in my book. But, you know, these are two very evenly matched teams, and I thought Ubley played a favorited Beale City team, again, playing 8 miles from their home, you know, from their beds. Yeah. I thought they played this team very tough, and credit Beale City. They did what they had to do to win, and thought the Bearcats did everything they had to do to win, just come up one full point short.
Dave Hansen, who's your DS Services Player of the Game?
Wow, how can you pick from these guys? Do we have to pick a home team guy out of this game?
No, whoever you want.
I certainly think Wade Wilson was the difference maker in this game.
I agree.
I always like to, you know, pick a local guy in there, and you know, I'd be hard pressed not to pick Casey Sweeney.
Yeah.
Especially some of the plays he made on defense.
On the second
effort. Jet sweep. Yeah. I mean, he did things.
Oh, that one drive especially.
Yeah.
You really start to feel his difference.
Yeah. He made a big difference, and he led the team in rushing, had a rushing touchdown. He had 93 yards passing, threw for another touchdown. So for the Bearcats, it would be Casey Sweeney. But the overall game player, even though he didn't play a full quarter or more, Wade Wilson was the difference maker for Beale City today. And, you know, for those who will follow the game, I know you and I certainly will next week. Interesting to see if number 6 is on the field next week. That injury did not look good. He looked like he's in a lot of pain. And no matter what, whether it's a sprain or a break, even if he simply rolled it, 6-7 days from now, not that quickly. Not enough to be a difference maker. And Beale City's going to have their hands full with Reading.
Oh, without a doubt. Reading is large and in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And they proved that taking out Fowler, who's 11-1 entering today, and they beat him 62-18. Mind you, Reading is a lot like Ubley in the sense that they run the ball and then run the ball some more And to score 62 points running the ball like that, that's impressive.
Yeah, and when they throw it, they're still running it. There's no doubt about it. So it'll be an interesting game next week, and that's one factor. I'll